International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Welcome to a brand new episode of Why Should We Care? We are back together. AJ, welcome back on the show.
Hey, yeah, I'm still on this thing.
As you guys know, AJ's been, he's missed the last couple shows due to...
I had a sabbatical.
Yeah, had to get help.
Right, went to go find myself.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad you found yourself because we... I don't want to say we missed you, but you know, it just became hard to keep finding replacements.
Yeah,
Mike Wiebe can only do so many shows.
Right, he's a very popular guy.
Last show we did together was the newspaper one with Brian Gar.
Yeah, classic.
And then last week we did Tom Waits. Did you listen to the episode?
No, I did not.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I was catching up on BoJack Horseman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't listen to any ones you did either. But
yeah, I know.
What do you think of Tom Waits, though?
He's all right.
Scale of 1 to 10, you want to just drop it on us real quick?
He's a fat... I'll give him a 5.
Wow. It sounds like you, Taylor, would have loved it if you were on the show, because we gave it 1s, I think.
I have listened to Tom Waits. He's not my go-to, but every once in a while I'll be like, that dude is weird.
Oh, okay.
And then here...
That's kind of the vibe I got.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't
he's
listening
the
whole time. I was zoning out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he wears all black and he's just...
Yeah.
I'm getting bored even talking about it right now. He wears all black. That's the only thing I took from that.
It was what's his face? It was his inspiration for the Joker. Heath Ledger.
Oh, really? Tom Waits?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Taylor didn't say that.
Yeah, he doesn't know shit about Tom Waits. Sounds like it was an awful episode.
Well, he will never be back on the podcast. That was kind of an emergency, so we couldn't find anybody that would be on that fast.
That's how it goes.
And there he was, always waiting in the wings.
How have you been?
I've been good. I haven't been doing anything. I've just doing shows and watching television. So
you have that look.
Yeah, I know. Shut up. So you got a good mouth now. I know your mouth was all fucked up, but it's all good now, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about, you had a root canal.
Uh-huh. They just took it out of my mouth.
I saw the picture of you at the dentist and you were wearing shades while you were like, did you wear shades while they were in your mouth?
I did. but that's because they just shine this light on you so they can see in your mouth and it's just convenient. But I also got to listen to my own music, so that was nice too.
Oh, okay.
This is really top notch.
One time I remember I was at the dentist and as a kid, let me just interrupt that story. And as a kid, I remember just the two people talking across from me.
Yeah.
And they were just ignoring me like they weren't just all up in my mouth, right? My mouth is like wide open. And while the doctor was, or the main dentist was talking to the assistant, I remember spit just flying from his mouth down into my mouth. Ugh. And I felt it hit the inside of my mouth. And he just kept talking to her. And I was sitting there and I just was like, yeah, it was
take
disgusting.
The thing they put on you and just like, this is over.
My mouth just filled up with vomit and stayed perfect without spilling.
Just kept dripping in your mouth.
He was like, I guess this guy don't like when I hawk loogies in his goddamn mouth.
It's weird.
All right, well, it looks like we're caught up. I'm sure the fan base is thrilled to hear that that catch up. They're both doing great.
Yeah.
Chris is playing his games. And, I just got some bad news on my phone immediately. But, we're going to get into today's episode, guys. We have a special guest sitting in with us today. He's our buddy from Los Angeles. Garrick Bernard is here.
Hey, hello.
So I had to have him come swing in.
Yeah,
it's I never listened to the podcast before.
No.
I just heard about it moments before even being invited on. So we're going to see what that's like.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be good, depending on our guest today, who is Angelina Martin. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
And it's all on your topic.
It's all me.
Hey, I mean, I've known you pretty regularly and... consistently and continually.
Yeah,
For the past couple of months. pretty consistent.
I feel like I've known you longer than you've known me.
I feel... What? I would...
You just feel that way.
Fan like, of the
hey,
podcast
Chris,
is what you're
hey,
saying?
Chris, you're like, oh, good to see my fans.
Like, get the hell out of here. But you owe me $20. No, you don't. Have you ever listened to the podcast?
No, but I've listened to other podcasts, so...
Of course, we've all listened to other podcasts.
I've listened to a podcast before.
You want to talk about other podcasts?
Sure.
We've had people come on and talk about other podcasts, like why you should care about them, while they're at the same time disrespecting our podcast.
I know, it's like a
quick
weird
question
thing.
Yeah. What is a podcast? I don't know what the concept is or what it is, or if
like, for real.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I was gonna say, I think he's one of these alternative guys. And you just got alted.
I feel alted.
AJ yeah. was like for real.
Yeah. I was a little bit, because it's not the first time I've heard that recently, so I was like,
oh really?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
But, yeah, those are just people being assholes.
Yeah, if I hear anybody say that, it's probably just like my dumb mom or something. Like, they just wouldn't know what's going on.
I gotta stop taking people's statements at face value. It's just no good.
I like
gotta stop trusting.
You're coming
people.
In with a different energy today, AJ. Maybe I'm just not being mean to you on this one, and that's what feels so different.
I guess could be.
No, yeah, I'm too high to feel mean right now. You
I
know
appreciate
what I'm saying?
That. Yeah.
So
what a pleasant vibe.
we consider
we're all just
very,
believing
it's very
each
welcoming
other.
Here. So I've been binging a lot of shows lately. I've been binging the shit out of Ozark.
Yeah,
I'm almost done with it. It's so good.
It's
have you
so
been watching
good.
It?
Yeah, Jason Bateman.
He's good.
He's so good.
It's like people forget that he was mean during that Arrested Development interview, and it's like, whatever, Ozark's great. Right. I love him.
it's good if you want some dark brooding masculinity. Yeah, that's where he, I like the blonde stripper girl.
The blonde stripper girl. You mean the blonde girl who owns or manages a stripper?
Yeah.
She herself does not strip.
I honestly just called it a stripper club. A stripper club? Yeah, so just in case anybody knows if I'm cool or not. So.
Well, I mean, you obviously
it's not
are
a stripper
club.
It's a club where strippers hang out. It's different.
Okay, yeah,
it's where they go after work.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, man. I went to my first strip club in over a decade. Like a week ago, it was one of the comedy club employees' birthdays, and I went, and it ruled, the gentleman.
Yeah,
it was all right. I was sober the whole time, which made it creepy. I was drinking all night. I just couldn't get drunk.
I have a wild strip club story. The first and only time I've ever been to a strip club. So I walk in. And it was me and like a couple other people, one of them being my ex-girlfriend. I walk in and it was like a turnstile type of situation. Like I was getting on like a ride.
Okay.
Like you go in and then you turn it or whatever. And then you go around this corner to like the actual club. And as we round it, it's just as empty as possible.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
it's just
the coolest.
Like
your choice of any stripper.
I mean, no. That's it was weird and gross. And like you can hear like the skin streak down poles because of empty it was.
I heard one stripper dancing at this one in she streaked down the pole, and I was like, that sounded like it burned.
It sounded like it burned. Just oil up a little bit or something.
Or powder up.
Powder
is it? And I started like collect a bucket of money at the end of it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool. That's a lot of cheddar. Anyway, we'll be doing the strip club episode next week.
Okay.
Why should you care about strip clubs? But tonight we're here to talk about something else. But we're talking about binging television shows. The reason I even brought that up is because your topic is
Buffy
one of
the
most
Vampire
bingy
Slayer.
Shows of all time. Yeah.
Yes, you can binge it. You can space it out. You know, both are good.
Did you watch it while it was on the air? I was going to say, you're really young, so you must have caught it in syndication.
I lived in a TV-free home. And so this was like my first taste of
television.
Well, I had seen TV before, but like this was the first time that I watched binge watched a TV show and got to know all the characters. And I saw it when I was 13, which was in 2008 for the first time. And I think I may have just been more sensitive because I maybe wasn't burnt out on TV tropes, but I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And I got obsessed with it, and then I just never stopped being obsessed with it.
And you watched the whole series?
Yes. I've seen the whole series like two or three times, or two times completely, and then I've rewatched a bunch of episodes in between. But.
And for those who've been sleeping under a rock, what is Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is a TV show created by Joss Whedon for 7 seasons. It originally started out as a movie that He wrote. He did not direct. Josh Whedon hates the movie. I know you like the movie a lot, right?
I love the movie a lot, actually. That was my
idea. I appreciate it.
I'm old enough to remember when that dropped because my older siblings were heavy into the 90210, and then Dylan McKay, aka Matthew Perry, was in
Luke Buffy Perry.
Oh, yeah, Luke Perry. Who's Matthew Perry? That's the guy from Friends. Oh, man, I wish he was in it.
That would be disgusting. Just like, Matthew Perry showing up being like, what do you mean? I can't bite her.
Could you be more bloody? But, it was Luke Perry then.
Yes, playing a character sexily named Pike.
Was his name Pike?
His name was Pike, predecessor to the hunky vampire Spike on the TV show.
But oh, really? They made a cool connection.
Different guys. They were different. They never referenced. They never really referenced the movie at all in the TV show, except in the first episode.
She's Buffy, though. So, was this taken from a comic book originally?
No. Well, it originally started off. I did some research. Cool. What was it? It was like a show called, or the original idea was Glenda the Immortal Waitress or something like that. Forget the name, but it was something the Immortal Waitress. Rhonda. Imagine Sarah Michelle Gellar playing a character named Rhonda. I don't think she has the range.
I was going to say, what was her name? It was Buffy.
It was Buffy. That makes way more sense.
All right. So, you didn't like the movie then? So.
No, I mean, I appreciate it. You know, First Testament, baby. It's the building blocks.
Bible? Are you talking Bible talk?
Yeah, I'm talking Bible talk.
Okay.
but I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's a fun romp. I've only seen it one time and it was a decade ago.
Yeah, and the show just seems... I could see the difference, but is it just the style?
Well, the show is a show, so it had time to grow and evolve. And it starts off very campy in the beginning, kind of like how the movie was. It's just it's very cheesy and over the top. Mm. But part of it was just the special effects were so bad that if you're viewing it not in real time, you're like, oh, this looks so dated. So I don't even think they were trying to go for camp. Really? It's just
what is it about this show that attracted you the most?
Oh my gosh. Everything. The girls. The gayness. The gays.
There's a gayness to it?
There's a lot of gayness on it. Okay. First lesbian sex scene on network television. Wow. Was on Buffy. Not till the seventh season, though. But they all
that was on Ellen.
Ellen came out the same year that Buffy, the first episode of Buffy aired. Coincidence? Probably.
But she copied it from Buffy. Did Buffy have the sex scene before she made her announcement?
No, it was one of the last episodes of Buffy. They finally had a lesbian sex scene, but they still had
one of the lesbians.
No, or? It was her best friend Willow, who came out in the fourth season after she got into Wicca.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's a gateway drug.
What's Wicca?
Wicca, form of witchcraft. Oh, okay. Yeah. But they did have
as a character's name.
I'll come back and do another episode about Wicca. they had one of the best and first prominent lesbian characters on television in the form of Willow Rosenberg, who was this Jewish hacker witch. She just had a lot going for her, and she really
had to hack computers.
Yeah, she was also a hacker in addition to being a witch.
Her character was a hack. Was the actor a hacker?
No, I mean she hacked into that role.
She hacked into their systems and cast herself.
Yeah,
okay, is what you're saying. Come to understand this correctly.
She coded that queerness, So I saw that when I was 13 and I was like, oh, that's what I want to be. That's what I'm like, oh,
hacker.
Just a gay hacker witch. I don't know. I was like, cool.
So you were clearly into the show for
model
the erotica.
My personality. Yeah. After that. Yeah, I was very horny for the show.
Not into the vampire fight scene.
No, I wasn't into that, but what drew me into that was the gayness. And other stuff attracted me while I was there. But I didn't even realize at the time I was 13 and I was just I don't know why. I'm just really passionate about Sarah Michelle Gellar, and I loved it when she fights the girls.
Were you in high school when you were watching this?
I was in seventh grade.
Were you walking around wishing, God, I wish there was a vampire outbreak at my school?
I would Fuck him up with my love.
I'd be terrified.
No, wasn't a giant concern of mine, but there's lots of vampire metaphors for real high school problems.
Like what?
In the show. Well, like with the shows, it's not just vampires. Like, especially when the show first started off, they had like a different demon, like a different monster every episode.
So it's like every episode is a new person for her to defeat.
That, yeah,
kind of Power Ranger style
in the beginning.
Power Ranger format,
yeah.
Monster of the week.
Later,
and
you know,
learn a little something about themselves.
Yeah. That they did. Yeah. Like they had a girl who everyone ignored in high school, so she turned literally invisible.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, saw her again.
Wow. What kind of mystical world do they live in on Buffy the Vampire?
Oh, well, they live. They live in the real. Yes, Buffy has superpowers. She has super slayer strength. Okay, yeah, she's very agile. She's very strong.
Anybody can have that, though.
No,
I mean, I don't. Neither do they.
Once in every generation, a slayer is born.
Yeah. It's like a rare gene.
That's what the title
that's the prophecy. Yeah. And then every time a slayer,
dies, always a girl,
slayer,
or is there ever a guy?
It's always a girl. It's always a teenage girl.
Then what do you call that butt face angel?
You call him a piece of shit. Okay.
He's a piece of crap.
Oh my god, he's such a lurking stalker. He's always just showing up in her bedroom, like I just wanted to watch you sleep.
But very angelic.
Very bad.
Angelic, like you know,
prototype.
I remember the show barely started, and I was just like watching it on television. I didn't even think I made it through the first season, but I was liking what I saw.
And
then I just dropped off and went into my own world. And then years later, I kind of would dip in and just see what's going on old Buff. And then I saw that guy, Angel, was on there. And I was like, I do not like this guy's face.
I don't. I mean, I like his face. He's super hot. I would love to sit on it.
I disagree.
Okay? But,
if I was sitting on it, I would get off of it so fast. Yeah. I thought it was a chair. I didn't know that was Angel.
Yeah.
Couldn't they find somebody else?
He's really
what the hell
hot.
Was Luke Perry doing?
He was busy, not acting, okay? He's probably gardening or something.
I heard that guy got his job like because he was walking his dog.
David Barinas? Yes.
Is that true? And then the guy just saw him and said, you look like you should be on
television. You look like you could follow teenage girls down dark alleys. And he did that. He did that well. But like,
he got a spinoff and everything.
He did. I didn't really watch that. I didn't really watch the spinoff at all.
No. Did you? Any of you guys watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No. I keep on getting it confused with Charmed. So
okay.
Oh, yeah. Huge mistake there. Yeah.
Charmed is three hotties.
There are hotties.
That's the name of the show.
That brings
three
me
hotties.
To one of my notes. Lots of hotties on Buffy. Every character except for Xander, very attractive.
Who's Xander?
Xander.
That's a cool name.
Sounds like an ugly
sounds
one.
Sounds like it sounds like an unfortunate villain.
He's their doofus male friend.
Yeah.
Is he a villain?
Yeah, that's a good impression of him for someone who's never seen the show.
Do it again. How's it going?
Hey, I'm Xander.
Yeah, that's
I'm the
him.
Leader.
Yeah. He's very like nice guy syndrome.
He's spelled with an X.
Yeah. I know. Wrong. Cool name, lame guy.
I'm gonna look him up. See what he looks
first
like.
First season. Well, he's just very like Buffy. Talking to you and treating you like a person, so you should suck my dick.
Oh, so he's just trying to bang Buffy.
Yeah, he's trying to bang. He's very annoying, but like, they tolerate
he wasn't
him.
Watching her while she slept.
He wasn't doing that.
Yeah. Very
did
there are
do that?
Really no good male counterparts for Buffy.
Yeah.
Especially Angel. Like that's the best you could get.
Yeah. After I mean,
is
they
Xander,
had this whole.
This is what I found on Google.
That's 100% not him.
God. Yeah, is that a guy? A
I
comedian?
Want to believe.
Yeah. I found a picture of a guy with just bright blue hair, just smirking, holding a mic.
He's doing stand-up.
He's like wearing a denim sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, he listens to this.
There's a lot of different Xander people on the internet.
Yeah, so. You should specify.
I'm assuming it's this more vampire.
Okay, that's the vampire version. He is not a vampire. He's one of the most ordinary characters in the
Xander
entire
human
series.
Version.
He never gets any powers. Willow starts off normal, and then she becomes a gay hacker witch, which is three powers. Xander has zero.
Threat.
Yeah. Xander just gets into carpentry and he like builds windows.
That's not nothing.
That's powerful.
That's a Jesus was a carpenter, so that's a power on its own.
What was
and
the
Xander was a schmuck.
Who's the librarian guy they hang out with all the time?
Giles, super hot. Just like a bowl full of
bore the hell out of me.
Are you kidding me?
The knowledge. Yeah.
There's so many sexy fake British accents on that show.
Is that guy really American?
I don't know. I think he actually is British, but the British vampire Spike, devastated to learn, played by an American actor, makes him several percentage points.
The cheekbones on that guy, though.
I know they Jesus could cut Christ. Glass.
Does he ever date Buffy?
Yeah, they fuck.
No, they don't.
Oh yeah,
Giles.
No, not Giles. That's her father figure.
Okay, that's why I was like surprised.
That's her father figure. Buffy's Giles? Real dad, absent as hell.
Giles.
Giles. That's what you get for just skimming the Wikipedia. No, he's just her pops. He does fuck Buffy's mom at one point.
Really?
That makes sense.
Yeah, on the hood of a police car while they are both
rocks, yeah.
possessed by a demon that makes them think they're 16. It's a fun show.
They wouldn't have been possessed to do so if they weren't.
Well, obviously they had the raw sexual charisma.
Okay.
You know, they're acting on it because they thought they were teenagers.
Needed a case of Boone's Farm.
Yeah, just to set that into motion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of demons that force characters to face their fears. anxiety demons, depression demons, which are already demons if you think about it.
Yeah. Are there any party demons?
There are party demons. There's a demon that makes everyone really horny.
Yeah.
The demon of love.
Yeah, there really is. It makes everyone. It's when they go to college, season 4.
The college years.
Yeah. Arguably the worst season.
I was going to ask, when's the dip of the show? Because every show has its dip, right?
I appreciate the first 3 seasons for their campiness and it's like a fun high school show. Then they graduate high school and then they're trying to figure out what they are season 4. And, you know, it's a little clunky, but even the worst episode.
When you say they go to college, it's like Buffy and like a few
the
of her
whole
friends.
Gang, they
like
go to UC Sunnydale.
The girl that comes on a
UC Sunnydale. Yes.
The whole they were all on the girl that was on How I Met Your Mother.
Allison Hannigan.
What's her name on the show?
Willow.
Oh, that's Willow.
That's the gay hacker witch. Okay. Yes.
Are you a fan of her and her character?
Yeah, she made me gay, so she changed everything.
She was the one.
She
not
was
Buffy
the one.
Herself.
Well, Buffy too, but. Buffy's very hetero. And Willow,
she dabbles
she's just
with
a
the
huge dork and very powerful.
Did you like her on How I Met Your Mother?
Never watched that show. It's for straight people.
You have not lived, my sister. That show rules.
But yeah, they all go to UC Sunnydale together. Shortly afterwards, the worst episode of Buffy takes place. Beer Bad.
Why is it so bad?
It's called Beer Bad. It's the name of the episode.
Again, why is it so bad?
I'm telling you.
Sounds awesome. I love that.
This batch of beer makes all the students into cave people, including Buffy. It's very bad. And I think the whole thing is just like a moral lesson or something against binge drinking or something. That's what I took away from. There's a lot of weird morality and Puritan lessons inserted into this show. I love it, but I'm also very critical of it. Like after Buffy loses her V card in season 2,
yeah.
To Angel.
Her what card?
Her virginity.
Oh,
V-card.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was like no point to walk.
Immediately after she fucks for the first time.
With Angel.
Yeah. Her boyfriend loses his soul and tries to kill everyone.
Wait, did she cheat on her boyfriend with Angel?
No. Angel's her boyfriend.
How old is Angel and how old is...
He's like 234, yeah, roughly. She's like 16. It's disgusting.
There's definitely some
love. He's like, I love how that. You're like a
lost
baby, but you're a fuckable baby.
Dude, there was a Saved by the Bell I never stopped thinking about, because when Kelly Kapowski... And this is taking it back to my old friends. I know nobody remembers these memories. But Kelly Kapowski in high school dating Zach Morris. Finally, they decided to make it a thing. And then they're both like, 15, 16 on that show, let's say.
Yeah.
And then she's working at the Max. And her manager, I forgot his name, but he's this older
TJ
dude.
TJ Maxx? Cinemax?
What's no, a restaurant called The Max. Okay. And they have TJ Maxx in the Saved by the Bell universe. Yeah. But
it was owned by a magician.
She cheats on Zach with her manager, who's a dude in college in his 20s.
Nope.
And then it's like weird that the 90s would allow that onto a sitcom. And then her and Zach break up and she just starts dating that dude. And no one ever in the show ever questioned like, hey, he's in his 20s and she's 16. Is this okay?
That is fucked up. But I've also feel like I've seen that a lot on television.
I feel like television's grooming. Saved by the Bell was grooming. Yeah. I mean, I was dating a 25-year-old woman when I was 16, but she denies it. I'm pretty sure we were.
She went to a different school.
She's like, I was your manager. Chuck E. Cheese's, that's it. But yeah, well, sounds like that was a 90s television thing.
Yeah, they just wanted to warn kids that if they fuck, then they will lose their soul, or they will cause someone else to lose their soul.
Oh, shit.
And the world will possibly end. The world literally almost ends because she fucks.
Let me do a check-in with AJ real quick. AJ, how are we feeling about this topic so far, midway through the episode? Man. Where are you at? How are you feeling about this whole Buffy the Vampire
stuff? It has peaks and valleys, man. I think we should just keep going, you know?
All right, let me look at my
notes.
It's
not too bad. We've had worse.
All right.
Garrick, where are you feeling on this?
I'm trying to figure out like whose soul got lost.
It was Angel.
It's Angel. Oh, yeah. Angel
okay,
soul.
So Angel is a... So
he's like a fallen angel.
He's
now.
A vampire. Fuck is Angel. Which normally makes you automatically evil. And he killed a lot of peeps back in the day. And it's implied that he raped people too. There's... but then Gypsy...
And Buffy loves him?
Yes. Okay. But then Gypsy also, you know... acknowledging that like ethnic slur, but it's like in America.
Is Gypsy a gypsy?
But yeah, a Romanian person like cast, they call her Gypsy, cast a spell, curses Angel with a soul. And so then he feels all of the, he feels all the guilt like and the shame of all the murder that he's committed. Okay. So he has becomes to live with that.
He's a villain at one point, right?
Yeah, he's a villain intermittently, but it's like, that's his punishment, but he still gets to be a sexy 26-year-old looking dude for all eternity who lives in like a cool goth apartment.
Why would he not?
Yeah, it's like, doesn't seem like punishment enough, I think.
Does he have a job?
No, I mean, it's never...
I guess they don't need food or anything, or... But I mean, how does he pay rent?
He lives in a crypt.
He's got to pay for rent.
He lives in a crypt, like most vampires do, but it's like, what are all these unattended crypts doing around? Like, who's... Where are the landlords? I don't know. Yeah. But he lives in a pretty nice crypt. I don't know what he does for money, except occasionally be like kind of like a demon hitman and like kill it. I think that's what the show is.
Just maybe
about.
One or two of those pay a lot of money.
Right.
He's kind of a frugal guy.
It's
a
very specialized field. Yeah,
it's a frugal demon.
Yeah, how did the Twilight vampires afford their
side? Dude, and you notice they always had really nice houses.
Old money. Yeah, that's some blue blood shit.
Okay,
maybe their ancestors
probably involved in Goldman Sachs. Yeah.
Just kill
they're
everybody and take a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Also, Angel is hundreds of years old, so he can probably get like
lots of interest building up and that, you know,
suck the blood out of somebody and just take all their gold bars.
He sucks the the cumulative interest out of their blood.
It transfers into currency. American.
It's never questioned how he gets money.
So you said like the fourth
that.
Season sucked.
I wouldn't say sucked. I would say it's the weakest, but it's still,
like
I still love
seasons
it.
Seasons after?
Five, six, seven get real heavy. Okay. Get real serious.
Is that when they get really good, five, six,
yeah,
seven?
Yeah, they get really good.
Get emotional.
They get really emotional, but still stays really funny throughout the whole series. Like it's has like its own language. I don't know. It's very, Buffy's super quippy. She's always got a hilarious one-liner whenever she stakes a vampire. Like
what's a good one?
Like a CSI style?
She's like, she'll be like, I am trying to think of one right now. She's like, run it. She's like, she has this great, there's this great episode where she's like, there's this vampire who she used to go to high school with. Mm-hmm. And they like, she recognizes him in a graveyard and they start catching up and stuff. And then she ends up staking him. And she's like, save me a seat at homeroom. I don't
care.
She
says that as she kills him?
She says something like that.
And the way
that.
They kill him there, it's just like the stake and they just turn into ashes.
They turn into dust, but there's other ways to kill
Tribute
them.
To to the putty patrol.
She also another reason.
Ode to the putty patrol.
Another good reason to watch the show. Lots of hot girls holding very scary weapons. Lots of crossbows. There's a rocket launcher at one point.
Has that ever been like a hot fetish for you guys? Just a hot girl holding a deadly weapon?
You know what? No, man.
No, what about that? Just a big gun?
It's just never.
Oh, well.
A harpoon would be cool to see.
A harpoon?
Yeah. I feel like
there are harpoons on this.
There's a weapon. If it exists, then it's on this show.
They held it. If it's pokey.
Yeah. What about not guns. Those? They're very against guns.
What about those, like, forks?
There are forks on the show.
Size.
Yeah.
I thought he meant like a pitchfork at first. I was just like, doing like a weird stabbing motion, but kind of a steering wheel.
I'm sure someone stabbed with a dining utensil at some point in the show. They get very creative in terms of violence.
The way they only could be killed with silver, right? Or like a wooden stake?
Just with the wooden stake, but. But they can also be killed.
You think if they got like stabbed with adamantium or chopped up? And yeah. Fellas, you know where I'm going with this. Oh, if Wolverine was on this show, do you think he'd stand a chance against these vampires?
If he stabbed them with his kitty claws, I don't think it would work because they have really.
He'd probably be tear them up, but would they get like back together?
Yeah. Well, I think they would heal really quickly because they can get. If they get shot, if vampires get shot with a typical traditional bullet, you know, like they get wounded, but like they heal really quickly. They'll get back up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if it happened in real life, where would you be on the vampire defense situation?
I want to be with the Scooby gang, like the vampire lifestyle. What's as much as Scooby I hate gang? The sun and I love.
Who's the Scooby gang?
The Scooby Gang is what they call Buffy and her BFFs. Oh.
I thought you were like talking about Shaggy and Fred.
Yeah, no, they too. Just call themselves that. They co-opted.
Yeah.
But also, Sarah Michelle Gellar was in the live-action Scooby-Doo crossover.
Wow. Double Scooby Gang for her.
Double Scooby Gang.
I think I would die pretty fast. But do you think these... like the
Buffy does die the vampires several are times funny, throughout right? the course of this show. Yeah.
Spoilers.
Well, this has been nothing but spoilers.
I was going to start watching it tomorrow.
Well,
are there some tragic deaths that made you cry?
Dies,
did you cry?
I cried when, I mean.
Hit me with it. I'm never going to watch it. Yeah, hit me with it. Fuck. This is your official spoiler alert.
Well,
we're talking deaths.
Buffy's mom. First of all, great portrayal of a single mom, Joyce.
She
okay.
dies.
She dies.
By the hands of a vampire?
She dies. And great. And that episode, one of the best episodes of television. All the displays of grief. There's this demon named Anya who's hilarious, who chooses to become human. And she's dealing with this death for the first time because she's an immortal demon and she's not used to people she knows dying. So when she finds out Joyce dies, she's like, but she'll never eat scrambled eggs again. Beautiful portrayal of coping with loss.
But Joyce is the mom, right?
Yeah.
How did she die?
Demon.
Stab her?
No, it wasn't. Buffy just came home and mom was dead. Ooh. And
oh, God.
Rough.
Does Giles die?
Giles does not die. And if you call him Giles one more time, I will stake you in the heart.
Does Giles, anybody but Giles, not Giles.
Giles dies every episode, but Giles makes it.
Giles makes it? Okay.
Yeah, God, he gets
Angel
hotter
dies,
and hotter.
Right?
No, I mean he dies and comes back. Point, he dies and comes back, just like Buffy. Buffy dies.
I just can't believe that the world allowed there to be a Angel spinoff, and it was huge. Like there were Angel
people
fans
love it.
Everywhere.
It's because of those David Marina's dick pics came out, and he's
is that his name?
Built by a Lincoln log.
Oh, he had
which
dick
I guess
pics
are
dropped?
Inherently skinny, but no, he's got like a Yankee Candle dick. And
like
I think
it works
people were tuning
his
in
advantage
for that.
To have these out there.
Yeah.
People Yankee are candle, like it smells good.
No, it's like the roughly the girth of a Yankee candle.
Are you serious? Like,
no, like a Yankee candle. Like
a short.
I guess there's are there different sizes of Yankee candles?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like what size?
Yeah,
I always get the wide ones.
Yeah.
They seem to last longer.
Your Yankee candle of choice. That's what his dick looks like.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the spinoff was a success. Did he get a movie? It was a spinoff. Did he get a movie?
I don't think so, but there's lots of there's some.
So if they wanted to pick up and continue the show today, you're telling me,
well, they're gonna
Buffy
reboot it,
and Angel would both be alive still.
Yeah, they're alive at the end of the series.
Does Widow ever die?
Willow?
Does Willow?
God, you're intentionally disrespecting me. No.
Does Willow ever
die? No, but she does freak out and go evil and kill people after her girlfriend dies.
Oh my God. Nice. So she's a bad person.
She needed this.
No, she's good. She just.
Does she
who hasn't freaked
people?
Out and killed? Yes. And
do they kill
no,
people
she doesn't,
that deserve to be killed?
Yes. They. Okay. Well, she kills like this evil dude who like killed her girlfriend. And Buffy's like, that's bad. Don't do that.
Don't get revenge?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't they get it either.
How did they
there's kill lots him? Of weird, because like Buffy's whole thing is like, I don't kill humans. But then in like the seventh
I'll
season.
I'll make exceptions.
Yeah, she does make exceptions.
This guy's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Like she kills a bunch of guys in knight's armor. And it's like, I know they're knight's armor, but they're still human.
They're still bleeding under there.
Yeah. I know they're fucking nerds, but they're still human.
What about wasn't there an episode that was a musical?
There was a musical episode. I loved it. Thought it was genius. I'm not a huge musical head, but I love that episode. They also have a silent episode, or it's almost all silent. Mm. They got an Emmy nom for that. It
good
was
stuff.
Really good. Really good stuff.
Sounds like
they also have a really
episode.
They have a
yeah, they do that yeah
some they have lots of sexy fighting sex scenes where they're like fighting and then they're fucking. And
you definitely made this show sound more erotic than it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's an erotic.
It was on the WB, right?
It was. But it's an erotic show, and a lot of my relationship with it was just being horny for it as a teenager. And now, if someone's not bleach blonde and doesn't have a fake British accent, I can't come.
Those are nice. Rare.
Yeah. It's got to be the combo. Yeah. If it's a real British accent, get the fuck out of
is
my
that,
home.
Is that because Giles was a...
It's Spike.
Spike?
Spike had the fake British accent and the fake bleach blonde
aren't
hair.
The, also, aren't the vampires that eventually get killed, aren't they like funny on there?
A lot of them. Oh, yeah, a lot of them are funny. Buffy's funnier. Which I really appreciated that the protagonist, she can be very serious, and she has like a lot of like, you know, Harry Potter kind of tendencies where she's like,
Harry
this
Potter.
Is my burden to bear. I have to do this alone. But also she's hilarious and quippy, and she likes frivolous things too. In addition to being super serious, she's like, you know, she still likes really feminine things too. So she's got the range.
Yeah, are you man, I never got into Harry Potter as well.
Yeah, there's, I'm not a huge
anything that's like adolescent high school wizardry or magic, or I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Unless it's Twilight. Which is
I'm in.
Twilight movie I didn't watch was the last one.
Really?
I only saw part of the first one.
I was just bored when they would drop.
Bella Swan is just like a wet bag of sand throughout that entire series. Like she has no desires except for Edward to want her for some reason. They have no reason.
Well,
for
they just had a baby, right? Didn't she have a baby?
Yeah, but I'm saying in the beginning, like she has, she has no spine, she has no wants, she has no desire, she has no personality.
She's just like a weak person.
She's just like a fill in the blank. So like teenage girl, like tweens reading that books can like those books can like plug themselves into her and sympathize with her. But Buffy, fully fleshed out, she beats the shit out
of
a lot of people. Also she cries.
Nice.
Also she wears a lot of she gets sad, you know. She gets very sad after she gets resurrected for the second time. Okay. Yeah.
What's the most hardcore death she had?
Well, it was the second one. And she like jumps into this like wormhole thing to save her fake sister. Because in the fourth season, they're like, she has a sister now. It's complicated.
Is sister cool?
No, she's a dweeb. It's Michelle Trachtenberg. We deal. We cope.
Pete?
Ice Princess, Gossip Girl. Okay, wrong crowd.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
She played.
No, but she jumps into this wormhole thingy to save her sister, and she dies. And her friends spent all summer trying to bring her back to life, and they do. And Buffy's all weird, when she comes back and they're like, it's normal, you know, she was in hell, everyone assumed she was in hell, and then finally she has this great monologue where she's like, I wasn't in hell, I was in heaven, and you dragged me back.
Buffy was in heaven.
This is hell on earth. Yeah,
Buffy was in heaven.
Yeah, she was in heaven. That's cool. Yeah, everyone's like, of course you're in hell, you kill people. And it's like, nope, she was in heaven.
Was anybody like, chilling. So did you meet God? What was that like?
They don't go into God.
They're people just don't like, even care about that.
I was bright and warm and happy, and then you brought me back here.
This is hell.
Yeah, it's good. And she's like really depressed, and they dive into mental illness issues.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
I like.
I mean, not well, but they do.
Did you ever watch Boy Meets World?
They broach it.
They got into the cult episodes. Man, that's mental depression right there.
There's always something going on with that boy.
Man, it's just like, I'm thinking of all these other 90s shows because I'm like, everyone had a way of eventually telling us like real problem stuff, you know?
They had, you know, coming out arcs. I didn't know they could do that with
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
They had demons that were like metaphors for being gay, you know? And when like, when Buffy finally told her mom, finally told Joyce, she was like, I'm a slayer, mom. And her mom like reacted.
That was going to be something else.
Yeah, she's like, can't you decide not to be? Can't you just not be? Like, how do you know? And there is a little heavy handed, but.
This is going to get me killed by demons.
Yeah.
Is there a plans to revamp the show now?
Yeah, they do have a new showrunner, and Josh Whedon's gonna be on as like executive producer, and I'm starting my social media campaign to get cast as Willow. I don't think it'll work, but you know, I gotta shoot my shot.
So this is a reboot. This is not her coming back and continuing the story.
I don't know. I don't know what's gonna be. There hasn't been much news about it. But there's also like, since the series stopped, there's been like it's continued through the comic book. So I don't know if they're gonna like continue from there, or if it'll just be. I think they'll start over with her in high school with like a new Slayer, because there's more to go from there.
Yeah, and also if it's a reincarnation type of situation, they could just like, she die, but I mean,
yeah, be no, a new she Slayer. Dies. Well, in the last episode, they're like, everyone's a Slayer now.
Shit.
Yeah, so there's like a shit ton of Slayers just released, like fucking like Pandora's box.
Protectors. Wow. Yeah. And the Slayers protect everywhere. People like
every
you
girl
and I,
who
right?
can be a Slayer will be a Slayer.
Well, check this out. I'm reading here that the cast has not been set yet.
Yeah, there hasn't,
though,
but
the
there's
plan
a
to hire. The plan is to hire an African American actress for the new Slayer role.
That's so cool. Yeah, because they had Buffy had a terrible representation of non-white people throughout the show. First of all, there's hardly any non-white characters, and
now that you say it, I notice.
And the ones that are betrayed, you know, usually die soon, Beyonce's stepsister, Bianca Lawson, she plays another Slayer, and she's like, I think she's like from Jamaica, and she has like a very embarrassing accent.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's bad.
And I hope they make a Mexican Slayer. She's just like, no one watches.
And she's one of the most prominent non-white characters, and she's only in it for a couple episodes, like in season two or something. And she just says like you stole my shirt. And then in season seven they have like a black principal of Sunnydale High who like Buffy goes out with because they want to make really? They're like
how old was he?
He was like 35.
That's very irresponsible.
She's like 22.
Okay.
At the end of
So she wasn't in high school.
No, she doesn't stay in high school forever. She right. fights a mortal being. She isn't one.
It must be hard to keep.
But she ends up like a counselor at her old high school, which seems really pathetic. She has like a lot of pathetic jobs. She also works at like a fast food restaurant for a while, like a chicken restaurant. Turns out they're
apologize
serving
to any
people.
Of our fans who work at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm Angelina. Sorry. Oh my god.
We have a big time fast food. They make fan base. Most of them listen to this in the kitchen, so.
It just looks somebody pathetic just on the show. I'm sure your job is very fulfilling. They make it really pathetic on the show.
I mean, I worked in fast food. I mean, there's some pathetic times. you want to hear about them? Arby's?
It looks sad. Yeah. But
We'd have we'd eat all the food we wanted. I'm just gonna say it anyway.
They also have a lot of cool cool bands. They show a lot of unsigned bands on the show.
Blast past my fast food talk, I guess.
Why do you hate fast food?
I love fast food. I eat it twice a week, probably.
Better question, why do you hate fast food workers?
I don't hate fast food workers. I'm just saying Buffy looks pathetic when she is one on the show.
What makes it? Is it the uniform?
Yeah, it is.
She's wearing like a giant chicken on her head. And
that is dumb.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, you're the slayer. You should be slaying these chickens.
When I was 16, my first job was at a Taco Bell. I worked there for like a week and a half, but they put me at the register, and I was wearing a red shirt that had the chihuahua on it.
Yeah,
and it said "Yo quiero Taco Bell," and so many people used to come up and say, like, "Hey, man, I love that chihuahua." And I was like, "Thanks," and I just quit.
Yeah, it sounds like you got what you wanted out of it.
Yeah,
that you hoped to accomplish.
Yeah, you're like, I got
to keep that shirt I used to just wear it to school. Chris, did you get that at Hot Topic, or did you actually work at Taco Bell this summer?
Did you brag that you worked there?
Oh, man. I would work there again. Anyway, so they just fired me is the truth.
They'd have you back. You'd go back in a heartbeat.
Yeah. You work at fast food right now.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ said he's going to give me a pizza next week.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you want some free pizza?
Sure.
AJ, lay down the details.
Go get one.
Oh, man. I'm just trying to get him fired from Austin's Pizza. Just offering free pizza on a podcast.
No, I'm not going to give just anybody a free pizza.
You used to have that deal, right? What happened? If you come in and mention the podcast, I'll steal you a slice.
I'd give you a slice of any pizzas that we happen to have that nobody's picked up or we've messed up.
Yeah, that's,
if we have that. That's
good. So trash pizza. You're just offering trash.
It's not in the trash if it's in your body.
This pizza that you might just have to wait back on. That's all.
Maybe you should just update your Twitter account. Like, all right, guys, we got an unused meat lovers along Lamar Street right now.
Mention the podcast and get a slice of that.
Nobody's ever. All right. So what are we talking about? Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I'm interested in it. Every time
I hear something old of the past that I left behind,
it's just an essential part of my identity.
Like it anymore.
It's going to be new again.
I know it's going to be new again. I have friends that will listen to the podcast that will definitely be like offended because they love Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I hope. Yeah. I'm just worried anymore, because if potential fans are listening to this, I've spoiled the entire series for them several times over. So it's like I'm either preaching to the choir or.
But at this point, if they haven't watched it,
then you deserve it. Yeah. Yeah.
Posers.
They have a lot of great music on the show. They made a habit out of because they have one club in town in Sunnydale. Called The Bronze, where they all sneak out to, which I really like how like Buffy wears like pleather mini skirts and go-go boots when she's fighting vampires, but when she goes to the club, she keeps it in like sensible khakis.
That's cool.
Cognitive distance.
That sounds great.
No, it's just humorous to me.
Who are some of the bands that have been
Let's see, Blink 182.
They were on it?
They were on it, okay? Oh, who else?
All the Small Things?
Brian Jonestown Massacre.
That's cool.
Amy Mann. Dandy Warhols.
Whoa.
Man, I hate all of these artists.
What?
I mean...
I actually like the Dandy Warhols for a little bit. I've never known
a song of theirs.
Yeah, you have.
How does it go? Several. You didn't have to sing, man. The song.
No, I'm not going to do that. But they
you were about to. He goes, "Nah, I'm going to go do that."
Yeah, I thought about it for a second, but no, they're always like on soundtracks to shit or like movie.
Yeah, because of Buffy.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, because of their talent. Yeah.
Because of Buffy.
You're right. They don't have
Josh Whedon.
Ooh, you know, fun fact I do have about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of my favorite bands back then, now and forever, Nerf Herder. They did the soundtrack to the TV show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a. Do you like this? Do you like the opening theme?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I like.
It's a Nerf Herder song.
Oh, man. Did you say what's a Nerf Herder song?
No, I said it's a Nerf Herder song.
Just reiterating. Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I went to go see them one time in Dallas. They were on a tour and they said, "Hey, we're about to play the song from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And everybody was going, no.
Why?
And then they played another
freaking
song.
Ungrateful.
I was down because
cowards.
I was just privileged to be there in the presence of Nerf Herder. And I was like, why are people booing them? And then,
that's crazy.
That's when it's I found out I like bad music, I guess.
They do have other, they have bad artists on too. But, they're not.
Do they have like that band that sings Flag Pulsetta on there? Harvey Danger? That seems rules. Like a band that would be on there.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them. Must be a you thing.
Oh, you've heard of them.
Man, you guys don't know.
Sing them some
I
Harvey Danger, AJ.
I mainly just
one
know.
And a two and a three and a four.
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay, you didn't do it. That's not how the song goes. Anyone who's out there that's confused,
you've heard it before. It's
all
in
right,
our,
I trust you.
It's in the social consciousness, but they're a good band.
You could have just sang it instead of said all that. All right. Well, we are up on our time, Angelina. I'm sorry about this experience.
I feel like I haven't convinced you guys, which is fine. It's just more precious to me now.
It's definitely precious to you and a lot of people, but not to me.
It's for sure.
That's
I know it's fine.
Sure.
Not everyone people can have dignified taste. I'm just
I
saying
the idea of it before this happened, and now
what?
I'm just like,
are you
get
less
away from it completely? Just might be another 10 years before I'm.
There's, I mean, if you like hot girls beating up. Anyone
just
I'm just really revealing a lot about my sexual taste
when I was typing in my little notes here what we're talking about. I accidentally did a typo that says Buddy the Vampire Slayer.
Which
that, would be awesome. That sounds like an Eddie Murphy
just a friendly dude movie. Named Buddy yeah. who's slaying vamps.
Hey, I gotta get you now,
somebody call Buddy. All right, well, before we leave, anything else you want to say about in closing Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Why should we care about it?
I think you should care about it because it's a great show despite its many flaws, and it influenced a lot of contemporary television, and it did a lot for queer representation and women in TV and media in general.
Okay.
And it's very funny and heartfelt, and I love it. And also, if you
don't forget about vampires,
yeah, it, it's vampires are just a catalyst.
It's a pretty good action, right? It's action packed.
Yeah, it's action packed. It's got everything. It's got lots of fun sound effects. It's got training montages. It's got makeover montages.
And it's funny. It's a good show.
It is funny. It really is funny. It's very quippy.
All right. Well, if you guys check out the show, drop us a line, I guess.
I'd rather you listening. I'd rather people, if I could convince them of any, I'd rather you come to my live show than watch Buffy. If you have to choose one.
Go up to Angelina at a live show.
Come
you guys
up
could
to
talk about Buffy.
Slide in the DMs.
Oh, yeah. Angelina hosts a popular monthly show here in Austin called Buzzkill at the Buzzmill.
That's weekly.
That's going to be weekly every Wednesday here in Austin. It's always free, packed. Go check it out. She also started a new show called Slide in the DMs at Fallout Lounge. Fallout Theater. Yeah, Fallout Lounge was a club I used to party at in Dallas back in the aughts. All right, whatever. Enough of the Coke days.
We'll say that. About you.
All right, so go check out her show or not. Slide in the DMs, Fallout Theater. When is
come
that?
Come up and tell me how much you loved Buffy.
You're putting people on blast.
And
on
I made
show.
You gay.
On Slide in the DMs, y'all just show people's creepy messages, right?
People, yeah, female comedians show like the weirdest, grossest messages that they've ever received from strangers online, and then people do improv based off of them.
Do y'all like blank out their names?
Yeah, of course. Man. We're not, and also, like I said,
sued.
It's creeps who deserve to be made fun of. It's not.
What are some funny? Could you think of like one outrageous one you could give me right quick?
Yeah, like Leah Sampson. She was on last month. She had so many great messages to I'm share sure. with us, and just people offering to just like I don't know, slather her in milk and weird stuff like that. Real horny stuff.
That's my message.
That was me.
What was her name?
God damn it.
It's like a template I send out. Garrick, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to do our care meter here. You can follow Garrick on Twitter at Garrick Was Taken. At first I was going to say Garrick Watson, but it's not that. That would be a great stage name, by the way.
Hey, Garrick Watson here. Garrick
Watson, what's up? Yeah. All right, so AJ, Garrick, we're going to do a care meter from the scale of 1 to 10. 1, you don't care. 10, you care. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. AJ, we'll start with you.
4.
Oh, man.
Why 4?
Just because, like, it sounds like all the parts are there, but, yeah, just magic, you know? Just don't like it.
You're not into
magic. You're just not into magic. Okay. Sorry, it never stood a chance.
Yeah. So, although, like, it's really cool what it does for representation and whatnot, I don't give a fuck, man. Like, it's very cool. It's very nice. I love the this is my own grudge, honestly. This is a grudge I've had against Buffy, because my sister would always take the remote control and Buffy would come on and turn it on and be like, oh, we're watching this now, and I would like be mad and sad.
See that show come up and be like, man, fuck this show. It's causing me to watch it.
I get like triggered. I'm like, oh, I have to watch this. But I'd honestly just rather watch the things that it spawned, if that makes sense.
I will say, when I say that, like, it's like had great representation, I mean at the time, you know,
right?
Like it, okay. Like in context, like, yeah. In retrospect, you're like, it's lame that they have this gay couple for like 5 seasons, but they never kiss, you know, like that's lame. But then
now,
like,
now
they're, yeah, now it's like,
yeah, but at the time it was very progressive, you know,
yeah.
And same with, like, you know, like female representation, it doesn't seem like crazy to have like a show that's like 60% prominent female characters, like out of the main cast.
Yeah.
But at the time it was like pretty cool. And yeah, and like, I don't know. So I will say, in context. And also, it really hits hardest if you're a 13-year-old girl who has not been exposed to television before.
Yeah.
Who has
vampires get fucking
who is in
slaughtered.
The closet. Who's in the closet
the action
bisexual.
Points.
Yeah.
From Dusk Till Dawn rules.
So, Garrick, what was that? Like, are we dropping a 4 on that? Or?
No, I still give it like a 6 or so.
I think it just feels bad for you.
No, because
it's a feel bad 6.
I have
pity
to,
6. That's what I always get.
I have to take my bias out of it and be like, I would give it like a 3, but then I have to like double it and be like, since I'm a piece of shit,
just to make it out of here, avoid the internet hate.
Maybe avoid the internet hate.
Well, I welcome the hate, because I'm gonna drop that average down. I went into it thinking I'm gonna give it a higher than a 5, because I remember having good memories watching it as a child when it dropped, like I said, but eventually it fizzled out. And I think more than I hate the Buffy the Vampire franchise, I hate the Buffy the Vampire fans over time.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Not you. You're great, Angelina. I'm talking about
still
like,
offended.
People that I grew up with. But yeah, it's crazy, because I didn't even think about all that, the awareness it was raising back then, because I was just still growing up. But now I've seen so many things. I'm like, oh, man, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. When I do think of that, I think of friends I respect that like it, and I respect their taste and stuff. I'm like, they seem to, it clicks with them,
right?
You know?
All right, well, as long as you respect me.
Yeah, respect. but I may drop it a 1, because
are
I...
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Because I can't, it's one of those things that I'm like, if someone's like, hey, we're going to come over to your house, we're going to bring all the Buffy the Vampire Slayer DVDs, and we're going to watch them, I'll be like, dude, I'm going to get fucking sleepy on that.
Yeah. Like, hell you will.
Like, hell you will. I like the idea more than the reality with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, it's
I like
been some a of fun, short-lived friendship, Chris.
Hey, welcome to the reality.
Sad to see it come to an end, but right. I'm deleting your contact at my
well,
phone.
Well, we went from a 1 to a 0 on that, because now you've just connected it with a bad memory.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, we'll keep it at a 1. And guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Of course, give us a subscribe. Give us a review. You can find us. If you haven't subscribed, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts can be found. And follow us on Twitter at WSWC Podcast. And that's it for this show. We'll see you next week.
See ya. We know you'll probably care a lot, but Chris is-
International.